Today we are in Exodus 6, and if you recall, in Exodus 5, Moses has complained to God that he didn't deliver his people like he said he would, and the Israelites are mad at Moses because Pharaoh took away their straw for brick making. So Moses' first attempt to go in and talk to Pharaoh did not go well, and it made things more difficult for the Israelites. So everybody is discouraged. So we're going to pick up today in Exodus 6. First, though, the devil. The devil once had a yard sale. He put all of his tools with a price sticker on each one. There were a lot of them, including hatred, envy, jealousy, doubt, lying, pride, and lust. Apart from the rest of the tools was an old harmless-looking tool with a high price. One of the devil's customers asked about this high-priced tool. The devil said, "Why, that's discouragement." The customer asked, "Why do you have such a high price on it?" The devil responded, "That's one of my most useful tools. When other tools won't work, I can pry open and get into a person's heart with discouragement. Once I get inside, I can do whatever I want. It's easy to get into a person's heart with this tool because few people know it belongs to me." It's said that the devil's price on discouragement is so high that he's never been able to sell it. As a result, he continues to use it. As he often uses it with his oldest tool, did God really say that? Are you sure he's called to do that? Why, you sure have made a mess of things, haven't you? These are painful times and must be addressed by simply being honest with God. Ask the Lord why he's allowing these periods of stress and pain. Ask for wisdom to talk through and walk through them graciously and humbly, but never allow any root of anger or bitterness to grow in your heart, because God is not finished with you yet. I love that little story and wanted to share that with you today. In Exodus 6, verse 1, then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. Because of my mighty hand, he will let them go. Because of my mighty hand, he will drive them out of this country." So God is confirming to Moses, because the last thing Moses is saying to him is, why isn't this working? Why did you send me? Ever since I spoke, things went bad. So God starts confirming to him, it's my mighty hand. He actually says God's mighty hand twice here. So it's God's mighty hand that's going to be doing the work. So, just calm down, Moses. I got this. That's basically what he's saying. Verse 2, God also said to Moses, "I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But my name, the Lord, I did not make myself known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, where they lived as aliens. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore, say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. And I will bring you to the land I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord." Now, I am the Lord. He says this several times here. If we go back to the original language, to Hebrew, the Lord, if you will look at your Bible, Lord here is all caps. The L-O-R-D, every letter is capitalized in the specific place in the Bible. And that was, in the original language, that was Y-H-W-H, which later on was pronounced Yahweh. In our Bible, Lord, capitalized, all caps like that, is used 6,823 times in the Bible. Okay? But Lord, spelled capital L and then lowercase O-R-D, that's the English rendition of the Hebrew Adonai. And it's used in the Bible 300 times. So start watching for that. You'll see differences in how that is. Now, the Hebrew Yahweh, the Y-H-W-H, the Jews considered that word and that thought so sacred that they didn't even pronounce it. So the Hebrew Yahweh was derived from the root HWY, meaning to be. The name suggests that God simply is. He is eternal. Back in Exodus 3:14, he said, I am. Tell him that I am. This is different than when we just say the regular Lord, okay? Because Lord, capital L, lowercase ORD, means my Lord, and it's derived from a root that suggests sovereign strength and power. And although that's still sovereign strength and power, it's not the same as Lord in all caps, Yahweh, I am, the one who always has been. And God is revealing himself here. He's making himself more clearly known here to Moses than he did his forefathers, because he says that, I told them I was God Almighty. He hadn't told them yet, I'm the Lord, I am the Lord, I'm Yahweh. So he's revealing more to Moses, and he's telling Moses to share this with the Israelites so they would know the magnitude of who was in charge in this situation, because the discouragement has set in. And Moses is doubting, and the people are doubting, and God is going, look here, I'm the one that is, that always has been, and I'm the one in charge of this. Everybody calm down, I got it. Okay? That's huge. It's a huge thing in this passage. Verse 9, Moses reported this to the Israelites, but they did not listen to him because of their discouragement and cruel bondage. I mean, these people are messed up. They're slaves, for heaven's sakes. They're not wanting to hear anything good. Have you ever been in a bad mood and it doesn't matter what somebody tells you? They can tell you anything. You can tell you $1 million and there's chocolate cake in the kitchen and you won't get in a good mood because you've just made up your mind to be in a bad one. And that's kind of where they are here. Then the Lord said to Moses, go tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the Israelites go out of this country. But Moses said to the Lord, if the Israelites will not listen to me, why would Pharaoh listen to me since I speak with faltering lips? So see, discouragement has kicked in here on everybody's level. He's again saying with faltering lips. He does not think he's a good speaker. And even though God has just said, I am, they're all still doubting and discouraging. And we're the same way today. We focus so often on our own inabilities when Yahweh is in charge. We're meant to focus on the Lord's strength and on his provision instead of on us. And we get our mind on the wrong thing and then we get discouraged. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron about the Israelites and Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he commanded them to bring the Israelites out of Egypt. These were the heads of their family. So it goes on here through verse 13 through 25, explaining all the clans, like the family members of, remember, all of the sons, Reuben and Simeon and Levi, and it's naming off all the sons. And then we get down here to verse 26, and it says, It was this same Aaron and Moses to whom the Lord said, bring the Israelites out of Egypt by their divisions. By their division. So their clans, it explains who all these people, like this one had that one. You know, we started off with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. And then we've got all these kids, and Levi was the lineage here. And Moses and Aaron both came from Levi. And that's what it's explaining. And it's explaining who all these groups were and who was begat to who, because when they start pulling them out of Egypt, they're basically, you know, going to line up. They're going to line up by clans, and that's how they're going to come out. So, and at this day and time, it was very important to know your lineage, and it was really important to know that Moses and Aaron came from the Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, that lineage. That was very important in that day. So now then when the Lord spoke to Moses in Egypt, he said to them, I am the Lord. There it is again, all caps, L-O-R-D. Tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, everything I tell you. But Moses said to the Lord, since I speak with faltering lips, why would Pharaoh listen to me? Man, Moses just keeps pounding that home. And we can make fun of him, or we can recognize that we do the same thing. And I'll be honest with you, I do not think there's a preacher or a teacher of the gospel that's out there that feels the least bit worthy or qualified to teach God's word. It is a big call, and most of them battle discouragement and disappointment, but they do feel called. So they continue to do it. And that's what was going on here. And that is no different than it is today. People look at pastors and they just think they have it all together. They do not. Preachers do not have it all together. They feel a bigger burden than anybody would really ever want. You wouldn't sign up for this unless God called you. And discouragement is the enemy's greatest tool. And he just works overtime on God's called people. So pray for your pastor and pray for your Sunday school teacher. Pray that God gives you courage and boldness through him to share Jesus to everyone. And then when discouragement gets to you, quote scripture out loud, out loud. You quote scripture and you pray in Jesus' name that he would bind the enemy and cast him out of your life. I'm telling you, the enemy does not want you to speak the word. And if you don't have a scripture memorized, today's the day to start memorizing. Otherwise, yank out a Bible and just read a scripture out loud until the enemy leaves you alone. God's call is a big one, and we are all called to share the gospel. That is the Great Commission, and we are all called to do it. And I pray today that you find some boldness, you let go of your discouragement, and you remember discouragement is coming from the enemy, and we don't want any part of that. So you go have a great day in the Lord.